the title would be Communion versus Divine Healing. Communion versus Divine Healing. I studied this a little bit stronger and looked into it because I'm going to give you some verses here that, you know, we say, oh, that's communion. Well, the passage of Scripture, we can go ahead and start turning there. Scripture in 1 Corinthians 11:23. It usually is taught on the connection of sacraments of communion or the Lord's Supper. We usually do that when we have our Lord's, and we're going to have the Lord's Supper coming up here at the end of this month, the last Sunday of this month. But studying it closely now, it's really, you find some rich truth in there about healing. And you say, what? Yeah, it's about healing. Look in 1 Corinthians 11:23. And you can see it right here. It says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on that same night in which he was betrayed took bread. All right, verse 24. And he tells us, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body. Take, eat, this is my body. This is Jesus saying this. Which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Okay, let's go to verse 25. Verse 25 tells us, in the same manner, he also took the cup and after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus is still talking here, right? Verse 26 tells us, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. All right, let's go to the next verse. And he tells us, therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. All right, let's go to the next verse. In verse 28, he tells us, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Now let's look at this next verse. And he says, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself. Man. Not discerning the Lord's body. It's what we do for our communion. We say those verses right there. But you know, this word translated here as, you know, that judgment or damnation, it's translated here to be more accurate, condemnation. Now, think about this now. That word condemnation means, using this verse, means a guilty verdict. It refers, or a punishment. And it says, it refers to the judgment that comes as a result of breaking God's law. Let you chew on that for a little while. The Christian who eats and drinks unworthy isn't going to be damned, but he is under condemnation, right? He drinks condemnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. You know, we take it for granted, don't we? We take our cup with the juice in it. We take the bread. And we say, well, let me hurry up. These little things, right? Let's get that done. Get this done. But, you know, we've got to come before the Lord. And the reason why I believe that the Spirit of God wants to do this message before we go into our communion at the end of this month is because so you can grab a hold of these scriptures and not to come to God unworthy. You know, we have open communion. For anybody that is born again, you can have communion. Because we always ask you before, do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Have you accepted him? And you say yes. So that's between you and him now if you take it unworthy. And if you're not born again, that's still between you too, you and God, right? But we do. We take this and we think of it as a wafer, which we call it a wafer. But it's Jesus' body. It represents his body. And you also have in the cup, we put the juice here. And it represents his blood. And we got to grab a hold to that, what it says. This is his body. This is his blood. And when we come to the altar with that and we take our communion, we understand that's him. That's his body. That's Jesus. He said, do this in remembrance of me. You see what I'm saying? He's not here, but the Holy Spirit is. So we got to go before God worthy, not unworthy, when we take our communion. And, you know, we can take communion. You can take communion at home. But you got to get any kind of thing or like sin or whatever it is that's holding you down to get ask the Lord to forgive you. Go before the Lord with go before him with a clean heart. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, why do you say it like that for? Because I want you to look at the next verse. And it's in 1 Corinthians 11:30. Because we remember, we stopped at 29, right? So this is 30. This is the tail end of this right here. This is why the Lord wants us to come to him worthy, not unworthy. He says that is why many of you are weak and sick. And some have even died. You see what I'm saying? That Jesus has already told us to take this in a worthy manner. You know, to come before him pure. Come before him and just be his child. Be here for him. Not unworthy. You know, you may have been out all night before, but come before him. Get that straight before you come and take communion. Why is that? Well, he tells us in his word what happens, right? In 1 Corinthians 11:30, that is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. That's not me. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. And if you believe in the word of God, this is what is happening. If you don't believe in the word of God, you just go from day to day to day. You're just floating along thinking everything's going to be hunky-dory. No, it's not. He just ain't caught up with you yet. This is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. You know, our attitude and our manner of observing the Lord's Supper should be right. Just like when we give God the glory when we come into his house. Do we edify him when we come into his house? Or do we sit over here and say dirty jokes, or say over here some dirty jokes, or say over here some? You see what I'm saying? Do we walk into his presence with praise? Hallelujah. That's the way the church is to be represented. Sure, we fellowship. There's nothing wrong with fellowshipping. But come in and fellowship in a worthy manner. To love each other, to know each other's hearts, to be able to pray for them, not to gossip about them, but to pray for them. If there's got something going on in their body, pray for them. And that's what the church body is all about. It's a family. You don't want to see your family sick. This is the Hope Campus family right here. And you know, Paul makes a statement that some are sick and some have even died prematurely. And you probably know some have done that because they have not rightly discerned the Lord's body. And you know, and it's a twofold application. You say what, you know, not reverencing the Lord for what he did for me. And you can say the same thing he did for you. But we have to reverence him and show him what needs to be done, you know, to praise him, to be in his house, to give him glory. And, you know, and once we do that, you know, remember the little saying it says, you know, if God is for me. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but daily there's always some kind of something to try to come against you. But, you know, if God is for me, who cares who's against me? I just add the last part on that. I mean, I don't care. God is for me. No matter what you do, God is for me. You know, and we have to understand that God is for you also. But like I said, there's a twofold application with this, with honoring God and His body. First thing, when those scriptures we heard about, when they took the communion bread, they didn't concern that it was His body. They didn't discern that this was His body broken for them or for us if we come and do communion in an unworthy manner. And, you know, they thought of it only as a piece of bread. And as they took the bread, they should have believed of it only, you know, they should have believed that it were appropriating God's body, Jesus' body, for what He did. And they should have believed that it was His body got taken for themselves. Hallelujah. And, you know, for what the Lord has done. Sure, it's a little wafer, but it's represented because God, Jesus said to do this in remembrance of me. This is His body. And, you know, when you say it's a wafer, it's, you know, let's get the communion done over. These are dry. These are all stale. These are all. This is God's, Jesus' body. He's represented right here in our presence. And, you know, and we should believe that this is His body. And we need to understand if we fail to discern that, there still would be the person that believes, that doesn't believe that it's His body, will still be weak and sickly. I'm just telling what the Word says. Praise the Lord. And, you know, also, we take the cup. This is His blood. It's the blood of Jesus. He said to do this in remembrance of Him. And it's the fruit of the vine. It's Him that He's given us in representation. We know it wasn't His blood that they drank. But it represents His blood for what He did for us. And like the second thing is, there's a spiritual application to doing communion. And we need to be discerned that the Lord's body, spiritually, is one. And that every born-again Christian is a member of the Christ body. Everybody. Even the one that you don't like. I'm just letting you know. It says everybody. Everybody. Then we must walk in love toward one another. Right? Or we will be. That will bring condemnation upon ourselves. Not on them, on you. Well, I don't care about all that. I don't care. That's between you and God. Hallelujah. And the reason why there's so much sickness in some of the churches is because the people don't walk in love. You may know some. Praise the Lord. It ain't this church. It's the other church down the street. Because the people don't walk in love, and when the preacher or the members of the church or the congregation fights with other congregations or fights with one another, this is what happens. They're operating their own church to condemnation. You see what I'm saying? I can remember hearing other people that know Brother Hagin personally. And they always tell me that they never heard him say a bad word about anybody. And he could have said a lot of things if he wanted to. But you understand, that's what God is telling us right here in His Word, for us to operate in love, walk in love. So somebody else messes up. You know, that's between them and God. It's not for the newspaper to know. It's not for anything to go blasting anything else around town. No, it's for them to understand that we love them. I don't like what you're doing, but I love you. I love you in the name of Jesus. And, you know, and I'll be praying that you change. We kind of talked about a little bit about it last week, didn't we? If you missed it, go to the website, and it's on the website. Praise the Lord. But you understand what I'm saying, that we got to understand that we cause our own sickness by hating somebody else, not walking in love, or stirring up stuff about somebody else or another church or whatever it is, talking about them. Why do they got that? Well, that's what their leader said to do over there. You understand what I'm saying? They probably say things about this church. Why they do that? Why they got this humongous sign out front? The other one was rotten. We got another sign. Praise the Lord. And God blessed the church enough to go and put it up. Praise the Lord. But you understand what I'm saying? That people are going to talk bad about the church. Let them have the condemnation on them, not on us, because we're not going to retaliate and tell them, well, you're wrong. Let's get out here. Let's go around back. You understand what I'm saying? No. We walk in love. Now, there's plenty of times you want to do it. Take them around back. You know, by the time they get around there, you'll have a 2x4 ready. Take them out. That's remember the little doodad when you had the little devil on one shoulder and you had the angel on the other one? The devil's over there said, take him out. Take him out. Take him out. Angel said, no, no, walk in love. Walk in love. Walk in love. Oh, no. Then you know what they said about you. No, walk in love. Walk in love. You understand? You go from one to the other, and who are you going to fall for? Yeah, you're right. Let's take them out. You know, who are you going to do? No, walk in love. Say something good about them, even though they're not worth it. Are they not even desire to have that word, good word to them? But just give it to them nicely with love. Hallelujah. But the Bible declares that all have sinned. It's good to know that I'm amongst a bunch of sinners. That's what the Bible tells us. It declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But praise the Lord. What are you saying? Are you saying? You calling me a sinner? Said, yep. Calling you a sinner. That's what the Word says. Praise the Lord. Yeah, saved by grace. But God, just thank God, we're in God's house, and we're able to come in, a bunch of sinners. Because, you know, good and well, you probably have some friends out there, and they'll say, what are they doing in that church? I saw what they did last night. Well, they ought to be in church, too, if they saw you. You see what I'm saying? Just think about it. People are running wild outside we need to walk in love and to show the love of Jesus. Not to listen to the little devil on the left shoulder. Listen to the angel on the right shoulder. The Spirit of God on the right shoulder. And telling us to do the right thing. And to love. To walk in love. And to show how much we love God. And let us be. We are representatives of God, right? So in other words, we're an ambassador to Christ. You know what an ambassador does. Greater than that, you are ambassadors to the Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're an ambassador. So you need to move from where you are now into the kingdom of God. And to walk into the kingdom. Walk into the goodness of God and not the things we're probably walking in. You know, I've worked on a dairy farm. And it's not made it very, you got to watch your step. And a lot of us in here need to watch our step. Because we're stinking with the whatever's on the ground that we're walking in. You know, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying the church as a whole needs to be careful where they walk. Because you're an ambassador of Christ. People are looking at you and to see, oh, I don't know. I don't think that's real. Because look, I see the way you're acting. Well, come on over here and let me show you how I act on Sunday morning. How do you act on Sunday morning? Yeah, you're an ambassador, all right. That's not ambassador. When you have the love of Jesus in your heart, you're not going to sit there and say, yeah, let's get this over with. I heard somebody tell me one time, but how do you like the message? She was all right, but a little long. Well, you know you could have got up and left anytime you want. You know, anybody tied down to the chair? No, I didn't think so. We come into God's house freely. We come into God's house and worship Him freely. I've been to country where you couldn't do that. You had to hide. You had to get into a dark place to where nobody would find you, especially when they're speaking another language. I had no idea. You spent all that money. I went to LSU and took up some Spanish classes. You figure with a name like mine, I wouldn't know Spanish. I have no idea what Spanish is until I went down there. And you go use a telephone, and what you do? Can you repeat that? How much money? Well, you understand what I'm saying? That we need to understand that we're ambassadors to Christ. And we should be holding a higher standard upon ourselves because of what we are. We are ambassadors. We can go out and get people born again. We can go and get people saved. We can get people filled with the Spirit of God. We can do that. But you can't do it like this. Boy, that's got to get over with. But you know, the Bible has declared that we were sinners and we come short of the glory of God. But you know, you think about this now. We get into His presence, and then when we're obedient to Him, you know, He's right there with us. Now, when we get not obedient with Him, there's a price we got to pay. Because we got out of the covering of God's glory. We are moved out of what He wants us to do. We are doing things on our own then. And that's a bad place to be. But you know, if we've done wrong, our heart knows it. I don't know about you, but when I do something wrong, I say, you know, she'll say something to me, and I'll say something back, and I'll say, I shouldn't have said that. You know, my heart's telling me, you're wrong. You messed up. Man. But if our heart doesn't condemn us, neither should we let anyone else condemn us. You understand what I'm saying? If you ain't done nothing wrong, and people try to condemn you for doing, saying this, that, and the other, and you haven't done it, because if you mess up and you got Jesus living in your heart, guess what? You know when you mess up. You know, I mean, it's been a plenty of times, you know, you want to go do something and you just real quick, you know in your heart, Nope, don't do that. But you know that, you know it in your heart first, because your heart doesn't condemn you, right? And you know, neither will you let anyone else condemn you, and we can always come with confidence to God, and He will meet us there. And you know, I like the relationship with Him, that when we go to Him, He comes to us. He will talk with us. He will walk with us in the cool of the day. He will speak to us. He'll speak to our hearts. He'll speak to us. And I don't know about you, but it's an awesome time when you can fellowship with the Lord. You just get in the spirit realm and you just say, Lord, you know, here I am. Get by yourself. Because, you know, a lot of people don't like to pray in front of people. Get by yourself and just start talking to the Lord. We got roughly 3 acres of land or so back here in the back. Just, you can walk all you want back there. Shannon keeps it cut real nice. And, you know, go back there and you just speak to the Lord. Walk around out back there. You got plenty of time in the cool of the day. And, you know, go anywhere, wherever you want to go. Just spend time with God. Because God wants that time with us. Because He misses that time. And I really believe a lot of Christians are not spending time with God. What do you mean by that? Well, you'll know it. You can tell by the way people act. You can tell. Are they acting fleshly? Or are they acting spiritually? Now, sure, when we joke and cut up and all that, you know, we're fleshly. But our jokes don't go off into the gutter. And we don't say things in the gutter. We stay right on course with the God, because I've heard people have said something like a cuss word or something, and they go, oh, I shouldn't have said that. That's them, their heart telling them that's wrong. That's because why? You know Jesus. You know, when the mailman comes, he drops mail off in your box. It was your address. Now, sometimes they may go off all goofy and everything. But I can tell you, majority of your mail comes right to your mailbox. And you know, God knows our address. He knows exactly where we are. Because with confidence, we can meet God right where He is. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this today?